Case 3 of the Shoryoroku, the Book of Equanimity. Attention. A Raja of an eastern Indian country invited the 27th patriarch, Prajnatara, to a feast. The Raja asked him, "Why don't you read sutras?" The ancestor replied, "This poor wayfarer doesn't dwell in the realms of body, mind, when breathing in. When breathing out, this wayfarer doesn't get involved in myriad circumstances. I always rotate the sutras, hundreds and thousands and millions of scrolls." This Prajnatara, Hanyatara, Prajna is wisdom, Hanya is the same, Hanya Shingyo. This Prajnatara is the teacher of Bodhidharma, who was in case 2. So, Prajnatara, which means wisdom jewel or jewel of wisdom, lived in eastern India, somewhere in the fifth century Common Era. And as is traditional, the Raja, the king, invited the ancestor for a mid-morning meal. That was the tradition. That was the primary meal. Mid-morning, late-morning meal. That was the primary meal of Buddhist practitioners. And it was traditional to recite sutras, just as we recite sutras, 72 labors and so forth. Some Zen centers have much more elaborate recitations before meals, sutras of all sorts. But Anyatara didn't recite anything. So the ruler asked him, "Why don't you recite the sutra?" This poor follower of the way, this poor wayfarer, when breathing in, doesn't dwell in the realm of skandhas, in the realm of body, mind, in so-called internals. And when breathing out, not getting caught up in all sorts of externals, objects, external conditions. All of us breathe in and out. I would hope if you're alive, you recognize that you breathe in and out. In fact, breathing in and out is a primary focus, if we want to call it that, of practice. Certainly, in the beginning, that's the entrance way. Certainly, throughout our day, that's the opportunity. But notice how this is expanded in a sense. Breathing in, not dwelling in the realm of skandhas, of body, mind, of form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, whichever way you want to list the skandhas, the various aspects of being yourself, the various ways that we function and experience. But he doesn't say just simply doesn't dwell on, he says doesn't dwell on these. I don't stay in that subjective world, in thoughts, feelings, conceptions, memories, all the different ways we want to break it up. Don't get caught up in them. Don't hold on to them. Because that's one of the things we notice that we do. And one of the things getting caught up in experiencing, even getting caught up in body mind, getting caught up in so-called self-centeredness. But there's two aspects of self-centeredness. This is when breathing in, which we all do, doesn't stay in that subjective world, that world of body mind. We can call it skandhas. We can call it other things. Doesn't matter what we call it. Similarly, when breathing out, not dwelling on the circumstances. We all breathe in and breathe out. And yet, when we get caught up in circumstances, conditions, externals, he did, she did, they did, that happened, all the various externals, when we dwell on them, what happens? Always do I thus turn 100,000 million sutras, rolls of sutras. Sutras were rolled up parchments or rolled up other forms later on, paper. But early on, in India, they didn't have paper at that time, as far as I know. Paper comes out of papyrus in Egypt. And so the rolls of sutras stitched together, leaves, skins, whatever they wrote on, always turning, always manifesting this Vajra Samadhi, this diamond samadhi of our life, not getting caught up so-called internally, not getting caught up so-called externally. Caught up means what? Means having ideas about, judgments about, likes and dislikes that we believe and act on, about separating ourselves from the very activity of this moment of our life. Then we can't see and be this moment. So, of course, the entranceway, or an entranceway, is the breathing in and breathing out, and getting to notice what and how we're caught up on something about that breathing in, breathing out. What do we add on to that simplicity of our life? We can call it a practice, but everyone does this. And yet, we create all sorts of self-centeredness that gets in the way. Or we miss it completely. We miss our breathing in and breathing out. We miss being the conditions of this moment as a result of what? That's apt for us to notice what we're dwelling on, what we're caught up in, that keeps us in our daily, all the time functioning from being this Vajra Samadhi, this Prajna wisdom, this Prajna jewel that is our life. Prajna Tara, Hanya Tara. Prajna, Sanskrit, Hanya is, I think that's the Chinese Japanese way of, the Sino Japanese way of pronouncing that word. So we call it the Hanya Shingyo or the Prajna Paramita Sutra. See, it's the same word, wisdom. The wisdom of the ordinary life that we are, of breathing in, breathing out, so called in, so called out. In fact, being breathed, the outside breathes us. We breathe. The outside breathes the inside, and the inside breathes out into the outside. Outside breathes in, the inside breathes out. So we have the opportunity to be this breathing, to be this moment. So each moment is our opportunity of manifesting this Vajra wisdom. Be breathed by the universe. Breathe the whole universe. Then you can take care of it. Take care of what? The wisdom that is your, our life. Or you can get to notice how and where you are caught up, where and what you are adding. The home, there's an appreciatory verse for each of these cases. And I think that the first few lines of this poem are nice for us to read and get a flavor. Cloud rhino sports with the moon and glows embracing its beams. Wooden horse plays in the spring, unfettered and fleet. Beneath his brows, two chill blue eyes. What need to read sutras as though piercing oxide? That's just the first half of the poem. And this is describing the ancestor, the 27th ancestor in the Zen Chan lineage. Cloud rhino sports with the moon and glows, embracing its beams. Let's look at a slightly different translation. See if it oh. A cloud rhino gazes at the moon, its light engulfing radiance. A wood horse romps in spring, swift and unbridled. under the eyebrows a pair of cold blue eyes. How can reading the scripture reach the piercing of Aksa? So, please, we are all in Sesshin. Make good use of the breathing in, breathing out, rotating of the sutras, rotating of the Vajra diamond wisdom that you are, to manifest the sutras, to manifest the millions and billions of rolls and volumes of the Buddha's Dharma. That's what this is all about. The Buddha Dharma, that is exactly our life. It's exactly our opportunity to not hold to and be entangled in the therefore, thereby, therein subjective world and objective world that we tend to get entangled in. So then, sure, breathing in all the skandhas, breathing out all the universe, our opportunity to manifest these myriad rolls of sutras as our Vajra diamond life. Thank you.